Hello and welcome to this week's Independent Music Podcast. 10 of the best new tracks each week, hosted by me, Anthony Chalmers.
And me, Gareth Main.
Hello and welcome.
I was literally going to say it loses points for not having a duck sound at the end. I'm so happy that worked.
I had no idea that was coming. That is man becoming a duck from tapes. You know, you heard the sounds of some sort of 80s style analog synthesizer chiptune style funk. It sounded like something that Gareth's old favorite Minoru Hudu Fushimi should start rapping on. It is a release on Jatari Records, one of our all-time favorite labels that has been pretty quiet really for the last 10 years, so you know when they want to release something that they really fancy it. And the artist is Tapes, man from New Zealand. His name is Jackson. He's released loads of stuff on Jatari and plenty of other labels too. And yeah, Funk Plates Volume 1 is what that's from.
Did you even get the intro out before that duck interrupted you? Hello and welcome to the quack.
I'm not sure. We'll find out.
We'll find out at the edit. Do it live. No, that was great. And great bit of sort of computerized dub funk sort of music, and yeah, fantastic. And the whole record is one of the ones that we both had with us this week. But the inclusion of the duck sound, this is a massive generalization, right? But you know how like how to elevate any food dish is by adding a ton of butter to it.
Yeah, that is.
I think it's the same thing with music and duck sounds.
The first bit is true. The second bit, I strongly doubt it.
Only in the hands of a true genius does the duck sound elevate the music.
Well, I have my record, The March of the Sinister Ducks, which is one of my more valuable 7-inch records, actually. It's done by Alan Moore.
You see that on the Patreon Discord club, someone on the music recommendation
the frog one
had a whole album about frog music, and it's absolutely great.
I did see that they posted there, but I had listened to it. It's brilliant.
And it's pay what you like download.
Better than Frog Chorus.
I mean, I'm going to be completely honest with you. I've kind of got a soft spot for the Frog Chorus, but like I think I'm quite rare in that. I remember, so Grandmaster Gareth, a late friend of mine who was part of leader of Misty's Big Adventure, his partner for a time was a lady called Kate from the band Kate Goes, like sort of Birmingham, sort of fantastic sort of toy pop band who never really made it, but they were great. I remember sat in her bedroom sort of listening to the Frog Chorus. That was the first time I ever heard that song.
Before we move on with the podcast, we are once again sponsored by our good friends, the State 51 Conspiracy. Thank you, State 51, for your continued support. They are still releasing absolutely brilliant music, as mentioned, with the reissue Malcolm McLaren. We've got Legs, we've got all sorts on the Singularity series, including the brilliant Hey Colossus, Disco, Kraut, Rock, Odyssey. You got their magazine, Greed Mag. They distribute Ghost Box. They distribute Clay Pipe. They distribute Castles in Space. You know, we can get some of the best hauntological synthesizer good stuff. And yeah, just get to know.
Do a lot of good stuff. And I'm going to play some music from Greece. This is a collaboration between Blend Mishkin and Panos Dimitra Kapoulos. Apologies for the pronunciation on that. Blend Mishkin is an artist I've known for quite a long time, not personally, but like in terms of his music. He's like a dub, reggae, sort of. When me and Ant were both really into our digi dancehall, he was putting out a few things then, really great. So definitely pricked my ears up when I read about this collaboration.
2015 was when we last played him on the Independent Music Podcast, by the episode number 69.
Yeah, sounds about right. It's but this sort of pricked my ears up a little bit, and Panos is essentially a virtuoso musician. He's like focused, but this record focuses on an instrument called the kanun. It's a traditional Middle Eastern stringed instrument. It says here, known in Greece since the ancient times, with an immense presence in the traditional music of Asia Minor. So this collaboration, what you've got essentially is sort of Middle Eastern tinged dub. It's really great. I'm going to chat a bit more about it after this, but this is Blend Mishkin and Panos Dimitra Kapoulos. It's from the album The Lost Continent. This track is called The Hidden Agent. We'll be right back.
some good hot weather music there, and it is a hot day today.
Oh yeah, absolutely. The Hidden Agent is the name of the track by Blend Mishkin and Panos Dimitrakopoulos, and apologies again for the mispronunciation of the name. The album is called The Lost Continent, and it's a fantastic collaboration, like sort of extremely satisfying. Like, we've got some big speakers, some big Mission speakers here, and it's big, heavy dub, really, really enjoyable with that beautiful, like the production rate is just beautiful, like focused on the Canon, probably pronouncing that wrong as well, as I say, a traditional Middle Eastern stringed instrument. And yeah, it says here, here's a quote from Blend Mishkin: "We wanted to create something that would showcase the beauty of traditional music, but also bring it into the modern age. The Canon is such a versatile instrument, and we wanted to use it in a way that would allow it to shine whilst incorporating modern elements that would make the music accessible to a wider audience." I think making it shine is correct in there.
Yeah, absolutely. It kind of reminded me of this track, In This Unforgiving Heat, by Minimals. It was released on Riot Season Records about 10 years ago, maybe a bit less.
That does not sound like a Riot Season release.
Yeah, and it's not a dub track at all, but just in the way just that it feels like sort of Middle Eastern influenced hot weather.
Yeah, there's a psychedelic element to it as well, I would say.
Yeah, 100%. We've got some really good news over the last week or two that James Blackshaw, the guitarist known for mainly playing 12 string, but he kind of took a hiatus from music in 2015, something like that. I'd put him on a few times, and he released on Important Records and Tompkins Square as well, who we played on the podcast a couple of times recently. And he basically does a statement here. He says, 8 years have passed since my last album, Summoning Suns, was released. I'm going to basically saying he's feeling a bit burnt out. He never really intended it to be like, I'm never doing music again, but just like, no, needed a good solid break. And he said he did that. He's had some ups and downs in his life, been working mainly as a chef and some other stuff, but he'd come through some health problems recently with a sort of quite a bad diagnosis that he's come through. But then he's had an injury where he broke his shoulder in an accident and couldn't cook anymore. So he's having to have an extended period of time off work when his dog also passed away. And he, for the first time in a while, he kind of, towards when his shoulder healing a bit again, he was having an urge to play some music again.
I mean, that is like, they say bad things happen in threes, but I think you've listed about eight things there.
Yes, actually. And wow, I just saw that this is actually, all his stuff was recorded by John Hannon, who passed away last year, 2 years ago, who ran a studio out on the Thames Estuary in Essex and recorded loads of bands that used to come through Power Lunches and all of that. So, well, sounds like James has had, exactly, he's had a better year or two, but it is really nice to see that he's playing music again, because he is a maestro player who's released a lot of wonderful music. So this was just sort of like, it's called New Album 2023 on Bandcamp, and he's just got a bonus track here called Why Keep Still. Thank you. track has technically still got 10 seconds to go, and after being caught out with the duck in the last one, I'm a bit on edge.
Are you hedging your bets when on it's still being on. A duck?
Okay, there we go. It's finished.
It's a beautiful fade out.
Yeah, that is a song that would not be improved by a duck. Why keep still?
I mean, hang on, I'm going to have to call you out on that. Like, I'm not so sure. I think a good, well-placed duck at the end of that would have, like, elevated it.
So there we go. That is James Blackshaw, Why Keep Still. It's a bonus track from his as yet unnamed, unannounced exactly when it's coming album, as his first record in 7 or 8 years. And it's very welcome to have him back. Thank you, James.
Yeah, absolutely beautiful. Like, not an artist I'm, like, acutely aware of, but that is, like, a really sad story that he's had, and yeah, sounds like he's had a rough couple of years.
And he does say there is some good stuff in here as well, where he was saying
he just that, focused on the negative.
Saying that he was that his catering company was going, like, the cooking he was doing was going quite well for a time, but he was feeling quite fulfilled and happy with it.
So the music is superb.
Exactly. And absolutely beautiful stuff.
Looking forward to the record when it does finally emerge. I was going to save this track for the patrons, and if you're listening on the free feed, this is the sort of monstrosity that you tend to get in the Patreon section. So patreon.com/independentmusicpodcast. God knows if this is going to be a good representation of it. But
is this the one with the load of cans on the cover?
Yeah, it is. It's like, I don't know what the image refers to. I don't, like, the whole thing is bonkers, like, and monstrous. It's great. I my only notes were no clue what this is, but love it. I have no information before or after this track apart from who it is. I've got a terrible pronunciation of the track title. And then,
yeah, man, like, lots of words in this as well. Come on, Gus.
There is. Okay, so this is DJ Rami Miz, and this is called I Mane Voce Acce Que Su Son Bom E Bom.
Ei, mané, blá, 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 você acha que o seu som é bom? Blá, 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 blá. Sinta pressão, neném.
É um novo aquecimento, vai começar, vai começar, vai começar, vai começar, vai começar. Esse é um novo aquecimento, vai começar, vai começar. E as novinhas vai mandar. Sequência do peito, sequência do peito. Fala tudo, tá ligado? Que essa aqui é mais uma do brabo do Ramirez, né? Copia não.
Que o seu som é bom. Blá, 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 blá. Sinta pressão, neném.
Esse é um novo aquecimento, vai começar, vai começar, vai começar, vai começar, vai começar. Esse é um novo aquecimento, vai começar, vai começar. E as novinhas vai mandar. Sequência do peito, sequência do peito. Fala tudo, tá ligado? Que essa aqui é mais uma do brabo do Ramirez, né? Copia não.
Early in the running for song of the week for the patrons there, I think. Love that.
you want to vote on your favorites of every week, patreon.com/independentmusicpodcast. Come and join us. And yeah, we will compile those at the end of the year into a patron favorite. And I'll tell you what, like, we're talking about it earlier on in the record, but it's like, we don't know what's going to win every single week. It's very, very different, very eclectic. I'm really looking forward to that end of year show as well, actually.
Yeah, for sure. And I have no idea about that artist, but if anybody knows him, if anybody comes across, feel free to let us know. Submissions at independentmusicpodcast.net or on any of our social media.
Yeah, well, I know a little bit. DJ Romy Mez, pronouncing that incorrectly, but he's from Rio de Janeiro, DJ out there in Brazil. This record is called Sam Limites. It's out on QTV Cello out of Brazil. And it's one of those ones I've got, like, when sort of finding new music, fall down all sorts of rabbit holes. No idea where this one sort of cropped out of. But I'll tell you what, if you liked that track, you will love the whole record because it's absolutely bonkers. Like, I was listening to it at work a few days ago and it's just like, it's a great way of getting through some spreadsheets, I'll tell you. yeah, the track is called A Mane Voce Ache Que Su Somme Bom, which is translates, according to Google Translators, "Hey Mane, do you think you sound good?"
I think he sounds good.
Absolutely.
Next one for me is a band from South London, not far from here, called The Alcoholics. They're releasing on Human Worth Records. And this is recorded live at the Piper in the great venue in Hastings, where I ended up at after the wedding finished. We all went to the Piper, wedding dress and all, and the music was brilliant in there. The Piper, a small venue above a pub in Hastings, booked Yao Bobby and Simon Grab. That's what you need to know about that place.
That's all you need to know.
Anyway, they're releasing an album, sort of like it's a live album, but it's an album by The Alcoholics. And this is a track from it that I think is really great. It's just coming out as tape, I think. But anyway, it's out now, end of this month. And this track is called Talent. There we go. That is The Alcoholics from Live at the Piper. The track's called Talent. Actually, there's a different song that's up on the Bandcamp as a sort of single, but I like this one much more. So I hope that I'm allowed to play this, Owen, Reese, and all those people. I'm presuming that it's fine.
Absolutely great.
Yeah, exactly. Just absolutely brilliant.
It's not allowed. That makes it even more delicious.
Yes, The Alcoholics is a project of Reese. I can't remember what his surname is. But anyway, he was a drummer in Hey Colossus for many, many years. He does solo electronic stuff as Drum Cunt. He's a season ticket for Crystal Palace with his boy Winston. So me and Gareth see him regularly.
Really ticking all the boxes of like favourite pod people.
Exactly. So yeah, there we go. So pick that up on humanworth.bandcamp.com.
If you want to have your music on the podcast, submissions at independentmusicpodcast.net, and just let us know that you've got a Crystal Palace season ticket and you're in.
And I will listen to them. Gareth won't.
I will be sent them by Anthony.
if I think Gareth really likes it.
Yeah, exactly. If you're like not sure, but you're like...
I am the royal taster.
Absolutely. Yeah, you're my canary in the coal mine, is how I describe you. But if you're listening to it on the free feed, that is everything we've got for this week. Thank you so much for listening. If you want more podcast, and you sign up to our Patreon, patreon.com/independentmusicpodcast. And yes, you can help support us. You can get early access to the pod, get 10 tracks every week instead of 6. You've got the back catalogue of stuff. You get access to the Discord club. You get live shows when we do them. You get all sorts of good stuff. You get all my download codes on vinyls that I buy. Vinyl that comes with one. And yeah, all sorts of stuff.
And you also just get a good feeling to know that you're supporting us. We're here now, episode, 416, 17?
Yeah.
And, we come here every week and do your podcast. So if you have any spare money, drop us a few quid.
Anything that stops Anthony getting jaded is pings from new patrons, so please keep his like dopamine going. Keep his dopamine going. I am going to close off this free section. I've got some great stuff in the for the patrons, but I'm going to close this off with something equally great. This is from Baker Yar Letisalo. It's a collaborative album of new wave industrial doom songs by Aidan Baker.
By Aidan Baker?
It is. Oh, Aidan Baker from Nadja.
Yeah, coming to play a show for me in September. But good dude.
There you go. And Juicy Letisalo from Circle and Pharaoh Overlord. What? So I wrote Anthemic Doom ? For this. It's really great. Like two fantastic musicians collaborating. They started collaborating in early 2020. It doesn't say it's about lockdown, but presumably that's what it is. And yeah, have now sort of collaborated on this record for Cruel Nature Recordings. It's called Crocodile Tears. It's out on the 3rd of July.
Mate, 50 copies only from Cruel Nature. Kind of want one. Nom, 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 nom.
Anyway, free feed. We'll be back next week. Patrons will be back after this. This is Baker Yar Letisalo. It's called Racing After Midnight.